Say, mind if I look around a little?
Tell you what, if you help me find something, I can open up the rest of the yard.
You know me, I can't resist a good offer.
Okay, I need you to find my console for this here junk machine. I left it somewhere outside. You love to scrap, so this will be right up your alley.
You got it, Earl. I'll look around. Alright. I'm being chased by a duck!
Hello, friends. Welcome to Troidal Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power. I almost forgot the name of the show. Welcome to Troidal Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power, the podcast where we play games in a powerful way. My name's Troy. I'm your host. That's not how it goes. I don't remember. We're checking out For a Vast Future. This is a game from Red Deer Games that I caught my eye because it looks like Game Boy Color graphic style and kind of RPG gameplay, I think. Red Deer Games is a little bit iffy sometimes on quality, if I can say that. So I'm a little worried about this, but I saw it and I thought it looks great. And so I was like, I want to give it a go. So I asked them, they sent me a code to check out, and I was like, sweet, I'm excited to check this out, even though I'm a little hesitant. But then it's on sale on the eShop for $2 right now. And that's a very low price for a game that just came out. So we'll see. It's telling me to choose a color palette. There's several different color palettes to choose from. That are all very Game Boy-y. We're going to use the default one, which is kind of a purple background color, and then a dark red, a yellow, and a nearly white color are our four colors that it's using. For a Vast Future, it says. Press A. New game, file one. All right. We're looking down, Pokemon perspective, into a lab of some sort, and Chell comes running in and says, there has to be something valuable in here. Haven't had much luck lately. Took me long enough to pry the lock off the front door. She goes over and looks to the side of the room where there's, like, a rock. What's this? Received tablet. Okay. There's, like, holes blasted in the floor, it looks like. The power must still be on in here. Okay. She goes up to a computer, maybe? It says, final transmission. All Hogtown facilities to be evacuated. Repeat, all Hogtown facilities to be evacuated. Sorry. I just got distracted. My dryer's running behind me, and I wasn't sure how loud it was. I don't think it's picking up on here, but it might be. Also, I'm gonna, for the video version, move my face up a little bit so I'm not covering the text. That's good. Biochemical Research Station Gamma. All personnel to return to Capital City. Leave all research tech in facility upon departure. End transmission. She's got a question mark above her head.
This message must be a decade old. That old medical research facility sounds promising. Good scrap is hard to come by these days.
And then the screen fades to black, and we're somewhere else. And Chell says, wake up, lazy bones. And Garby says, it's too early.
It's almost nighttime. You slept all day.
And then Cyril says,
we need our beauty sleep.
When hogs fly. Come on, both of you. I need some help getting into the old biomech facility.
I heard that place was haunted.
Yeah, full of ghosts.
There's no such things. Those are just stories to scare people away.
Where's that? Is there game volume happening here? Last game I checked out was very quiet, so maybe that's the issue.
Let's go make some money.
Oh, money? That sounds good to me. Yeah, I'm not as scared when you put it that way.
Good, let's go.
The main menu is now available. You may access it by pressing X. I will, because I need to check what's going on with volume. Sound effects, 70%. Why don't I hear anything? Oh. Okay. Okay. Now I hear some, like, foreboding music. It's just... It seems real quiet. Okay, we're gonna go over down some stairs. The orphanage is where we are. Miss Celia says,
Chell, where have you been? You had me worried. Everyone's asking me that. I was just taking a walk. You know you mustn't wander far from town. Yeah, don't worry, Miss Celia. I know how to protect myself. Still, I worry. And you kids better not be hunting for scrap again. Kirby and Cyril are safe with me. There's a lot of dangers out there. I've tried to teach you kids about the world. I know I can't protect you forever, but I'm certainly going to try.
I'm just doing the same voice for both of these characters, I've just realized.
Really, Miss Celia, you don't have to worry. We're just exploring.
Let's try a different voice for Miss Celia.
You better take this. It'll help if you get into trouble, at least.
Receive first aid. All right. Okay, let's step out the front door. Help hand, if you ever forget what to do next, press minus at any time.
We need to go find some scrap at the biomech. We'll be rich in no time.
Okay, it's very dark out here. Our color palette is still like those same four colors essentially, but it is much darker. Walking around a town, there's an inn. Welcome to Hogtown, gateway to Sorrelia. There's a shop called Guy's. I assume we have to go out south, maybe? Nope.
The biomechanical research facility isn't this way.
Well, which way is it if you know so much, Chell? Could give me a hint. Let's head out to the west. All right, Hogtown limits. Music is so quiet. Whoa. Okay. There's some music finally kicked in. That's like audible. Okay, there's holes pockmarking the landscape here. Found a building with some vans parked outside. Can we go inside here? The door is locked, okay. Door's locked. Guardhouse. Diary entry.
Thought I was safe getting assigned to this rural testing facility, but something happened today. I guess they bombed the capital of Tamello. They're recalling everyone to Capital City. I hope I don't have to fight.
Okay. Bioresearch lab, there's a statue. A bronze statue of a heroic-looking soldier holding a Sorrelian flag. Let's go into the facility. Entrance. Oh, we've lost control. Cutscene time.
I don't like the looks of this. Yeah, I think I can hear the ghosts already. Think of all the scrap. We're gonna feast tonight.
Okay. Let's go check the computer here. Sorrelian Computer System 3062. Copyright 3062. Main or exit? We'll go to main. Main, .. High-level corruption. Emergency mode activated. Shutting down. Okay. That's all it's got. Okay. Ooh, there's a pile of stuff. Do I get scrap from this? Scrap! We got some scrap. There's an elevator. Oh, it opens. Elevator. This is a big elevator. Floor 1 or floor 2? We'll go to floor 2. The elevator's all shaky. An exclamation point. I assume that means we've arrived? It does. The biomech, floor 2. There's like 5 desks. There's a bookshelf, and then there's what looks like rocks. And then a staircase up, so we'll go up the stairs. We can't get around the rocks. Ah, biomech facility roof. We can go around the whole roof. Can I push this box? This box looks suspicious. I want to push it. Guess it doesn't push. And then we can go down some stairs on the other side of floor 2, and there's a note on the floor. Note on the floor. Note on the floor? There's clearly a note on the floor here, but I can't interact with it in any way. Okay. Let's check this computer. Research logs. Subject Delta. Log notes. Delta's personality module upload is successful. Initial testing of Vaunted Palisade shows promising results. Subject Delta appears to be on track for large-scale production. Okay. Oh, man, we're up. It's doing, like, the weakest parallax effect, but I kind of dig it because it's, like, accurate to pixels. Like, oh, that's good. But there's down below us, there's what looks like a Bacta tank. Some sort of creature's gonna be inside there, I bet. What's this sign say? Poster, join the war effort. Defense Aurelia, enlist today. All right, let's go down this elevator into that lab where there was a big tube or one. I was kind of hoping the shoulder buttons would change the color palette, but they don't. Okay, there's test tubes in here. Oh, there's a lot of them. A lot of these Bacta tanks. Welcome to the Hogtown Biomechanical Research Facility Autonomous Security System. Deactivate laser barrier. Operation completed successfully. Thank you. It's nice of you, computer. Oh, exclamation point. Wow, this actually is kind of spooky. This place has been abandoned for years.
Told you it was haunted.
I wouldn't go that far.
What are we looking for?
I bet there's some valuable metal in here, or even some rare tech.
Oh, the laser security thing activated behind us. Oh no.
What the?
Okay. Let's look at the computer in front of this Bacta tank.
That tank looks pretty well maintained.
Maybe we shouldn't touch it.
Let's see, maybe this button will open it up.
There's a large button on the computer. Press it? Absolutely. Here goes. Oh, flash on the screen. Question mark above her head. Garby and Cyril both say,
uh-oh.
Oh, the laser grid disappeared to the right. We came from the left, though. The robot man came running up. I think it triggered the security system.
Now can we leave?
It was the wrong voice. Robot guard says, halt. You are surrounded.
Might be a little too late to be leaving quietly.
Oh man, and then the tank explodes behind us and there's another robot man inside of it. And he says, question mark, question mark, question mark.
Who are you? What are you doing in this place?
He looks like he's got like a single eye in the middle of his robot head.
It's highly dangerous here.
We're from Hogtown.
Please, don't hurt us.
Why, you're hardly more than children.
I assume this is a robot, maybe.
I see. You're lucky I'm here. It seems you've triggered the sentries. Stand back and let me handle this.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. Okay. There's our audio. I'm going to turn this down a bit. Okay. What will DAR do? Basic attack does 30. Okay, so we've got fight, ammo, war gear, bandage, or run. Oh, this menu, or this battle screen's very good. I like it. DAR's gonna fight one of the robots in front of us. So what we're looking at here, it's kind of Earthbound style, where the enemies are in front of us, but then we've got a horizontal menu that has all our options on it that's all made to look like a circuit board, kind of. And then after we choose what we're gonna do, we can see our characters at the bottom of the screen. They're just little, they're normal sprite size, and the enemies get much bigger and detailed. Look at sprites. Okay, basic ammo. Okay, so there's different ammo types that I'll be able to get later. Right now I only have basic war gear. Okay, that's my items. I have a first aid there. We don't need to use that. Bandage. Oh, that just does like a small self heal. That was a waste. What will Chell do? Chell will fight. It shows the enemy or the turn order at the top of the screen in between turns, but it goes by so fast that you can't really see what's happening there. Oh, maybe that slows down later. Anyway, I beat them. Gained 14 experience points. Screen's flashing some more, and another robot comes running up to us. And DAR jumps ahead of us again and just blew that one up, I guess.
Thanks for saving us, mister.
I'm Daris. There's no need to linger. More will be here soon. Come with me if you want to live.
Why should we trust you?
It would not appear that you have much choice.
That's a good point.
Now, we don't need you. I know what I'm doing. Come on, Chell. He wants to help. Fine, but this guy looks like he'd be worth more in scrap.
Let us go before more sentries arrive.
Screen fades to black. Okay, now we're back to controlling Chell and moving around here. We got 10 Pierce ammo, it looks like. That's exciting. Can we open these boxes? The music's really good now. Why did it take so long to kick in? I gotta turn it down, in fact, because now we're here. There we go. All right. Biomech Floor 1. Ah, there's another guard in front of us. What's this thing? Received a fire extinguisher. Okay.
It's a fuser bot. We'll need something to pierce its defense. Here, take this.
I got the piercing shot. Intruder alert. Halt. All right, here we go into battle. Aw, man, this guy's so big. What will Dar do? He'll switch his ammo to pierce. I have 11 piercing ammo, which ignores defense. It's nice. Let's attack the fuser with it. Haha, one shot. Gain 10 experience points. I'm gonna check my menu real quick, see if I can slow down the battles, maybe? Oh, man, there's a fire in front of me. We need to find a fire extinguisher to put this fire out. Well, good thing I have one. Battle time. We're battling the fire extinguisher. Put out the flame by using the fire extinguisher. On your turn, choose war gear and select fire extinguisher. All right, that's how it's going to teach me how to use items. I like it. Dar used fire extinguisher. We did it. Okay, now let's check our menu. Options. HP display bar, HP animations on. So there's nothing I can do to slow it down at all. Let's switch to Game Boy color. Game Boy green? No, we're going to switch to Game Boy Pocket color, which is just a nice black and white. Okay. No pixel grid on this, though. I know Loka was in the chat earlier. If they're still here, I'm sure that they've made note of the lack of pixel gear. Alright, so Dar still has piercing ammo, but I'm going to switch him back to basic, and then we're going to fight. Oh, I don't like this color palette nearly as much. It's not as good without the colors, you know? Okay, we'll finish this fight and then we'll switch it back. It definitely, that turn bar goes by so fast at the top. Like poor design type fast. Like, if it's going to be that fast, it just shouldn't even show up. It kind of bothers me. It's like the whole combat thing feels like it's in fast forward. Also, it doesn't have sound effects? Sound effects are set to 100, but there's no sound effects when you, like, are on the menu screen here. There's no sound effects. When you pick up items, there's no sound effects. When you attack, there's no sound effects. Into a battle, no sound effects there. Interesting. Let's fight that guy first. Oh, I missed. What will Chell do? Chell's gonna attack. Oh, man. Okay, since I leveled up, I gained health, or do I gain health just after each battle, I wonder? I'll have to make note of that. Did you miss again, Dar? What's going on, man? You're supposed to be the one who knows what he's doing here. All right, victory. Gained 17 experience points. Picked up a bunch of scrap. Picked up some basic ammo. Oh, there's a chest here. A grenade? Don't mind if I do. Ooh, you can run away from encounters. Okay, battle time. What is that guy? A mopper or a scooper? We're going to attack the scooper first. 12 damage. Nice. Cool, the scooper is down. Now it's just us and the mopper. And the mopper is down. Gain 20 experience points. We must heal after each fight, right? No, we don't. Okay. Because Chell's at 57 out of 71. Okay. All right. I was mistaken. A first aid kit. And some smoke. Some of those are like smoke grenades, probably. Chell says, hold on, what are all these? We're in like a computer room. Oh, there's a bunch of chests.
It is not wise to waste time while the alarm is active.
Well, it's also not wise to pass up free stuff. Let's look.
There's 8 chests in this room. This chest sealed shut. Maybe we can unlock it somehow. Oh, we gotta use the computer. Welcome to the Hogtown Biomechanical Research Facility Autonomous Security System. Unlock emergency munitions. Memo. Or exit. We're going to unlock emergency munitions. Completed successfully. Great. Wonderful. No, I just locked them again. Unlock. Okay, let's check the memo. December 19th, 3062. Due to emergency conditions, we have relocated as many munitions as possible to the Hogtown Gate. Remaining items will have to be left behind. Ah, so these are mostly going to be empty. Is that what that's telling me? Ice. A zap grenade. Basic ammo times 10. Basic ammo times 10. Another 5 grenades. 5 grenades. 3 first aids. And 5 Molotovs. Wow. Seems like a good amount of munitions to pick up. Alright, we're back at the entrance. Let's get out of here. Cyril says,
I'm glad we got out of there.
Garby says,
we owe you, Mr. Darris.
I don't require payment.
That's a relief.
However, I would like to ask a favor. I'm having trouble remembering much beyond my own name. I would like to find my place of origin, so that I may refresh my memory and find my true purpose.
You want to look for the place where they made you a cyborg? I might be able to help. Not much around these parts. But I need to think about it.
When will you decide?
Go to the scrapyard. I'll make my decision and let you know tomorrow morning.
I understand. I will find my way to the scrapyard.
Don't get lost. The scrapyard's just to the east.
The next morning.
I've never seen a real-life cyborg before. I thought they were all destroyed after the war. I'm sure he's worth a fortune scrapped. I'll just stay close by and wait for the right moment. Chell. That's bad, Chell.
This girl says, my daddy was a powerful warrior. He fought 10 Tamelan soldiers all on his own.
Good for you, girl. Alright, just to the east of town? How do I get east of town? There's no exit east of town. I guess I go south of town first. And then head east. This music's good. Okay, we're at the scrapyard. Oh man, there's like a tank over there. Who's that guy? What are you? Are you a monster? Oh, here you are. Whoa, we're into battle against a junk man and a drag man. The drag man's like on a motorcycle, and the junk man is like, oh, I see. That's a beard. He's like Oscar the Grouch if Oscar the Grouch was a Viking. And the drag man is like a dude on a motorcycle doing a wheelie. We're gonna attack the junk man first. We did 14 damage. Junk man defends. What will Shell do to attack? I missed. They missed me. Ah, they hit me for 5 damage. The like,
oh, excuse me.
The like basic design of the battle screen I like a lot, but I feel like it's lacking a little bit in some of the animations. In terms of like, it's almost that because it's in widescreen instead of on a Game Boy screen, it's like it's too spread out, so it's hard to keep track of like who's attacking where, kind of. I don't know if that makes sense. I gained 10 SP, it said, and I got some ice and some scrap and some basic ammunition. Okay. I assume he's in the building. Let's go into the building. There's a guy here named Earl who goes,
oh, who's that then?
It's me, Earl. I've got some interesting tech for you.
Aw, a tracking tablet? This is a Cerulean military device from the war. I can give you 25 for that.
35.
30.
Deal.
Traded the tablet for 30 basic bullets. Bullets are the currency? Okay.
By the way, ever see a military cyborg?
A while back, sure.
I bet they're worth a lot scrapped. What would you give me for one of those?
Too rich for my blood. Cyborg parts are worth more than my whole business.
Very interesting. Sounds like I know a way to retire early.
I've heard that one before. Let me know how it goes. I'll stick with my little slice of paradise here.
Suit yourself. Say, mind if I look around a little?
Tell you what, if you help me find something, I can open up the rest of the yard.
You know me, I can't resist a good offer.
Okay, I need you to find my console for this here junk machine. I left it somewhere outside. You love to scrap, so this will be right up your alley.
You got it, Earl. I'll look around. Alright.
I'm being chased by a duck! It's a little chicken guy. It's a pie gigantus? Big P, little I, big G, little I, G-A-N-T-U-S. Pigigantus? Like a pidgey? Like a pigeon? Maybe? And then a drag man as well. I am low on health. Nah, I'm not low on health. I'm just below half health.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, excuse me. All right, now it's just me and the drag man. Battle just moves so fast, it's weird. Something feels off about it. I beat him. Oh, I saw a sparkle. Where was that? Was this the sparkle? Somewhere I saw sparkle. There. Scrap. A grenade. Alright. There's an airplane. More scrap. Just looking for sparkles. More scrap. It does like a little, like, blue type thing when you can pick something up. A glimmer, if you will. Now, that was just a sound effect when we went into battle. That definitely didn't happen earlier. Still no sound effects in battle. Just dope music. We're so gonna die. Nope, we beat him. Victory! Gained 24 experience points. Chell gained a level and regained all of my health and gained 10 SP. We should go check our menu, because I bet... schema? Nope. Skills. Chell. Aha! So I have... Wait, it says Chell, SP 30, available 15. And next level is 100 for everything. Marksmanship. Gun attacks. That's what I want to do. But I can't do anything there. SP 30, available 15. I don't know what that means. But either way, it's not 100, which is what it would take to level that up. This must be the console. What a piece of junk. Hey, I got it. Receive junk console. Now I'm gonna run away from this trash man who's chasing me. Get back, Oscar the Grouch. You can't catch me. Alright, back into Earl's shop. Hey, Earl.
Oh, that's the part. Let me try it out.
He goes over to a computer machine? A scrapping machine, not a computer. I see, it's all warming up and stuff.
That ought to do it. Good as new. Ah, the gate. I'll open that for you, Chell.
Thank you. Glad I could help, Earl.
All right.
Oh, and while you're here, got any scrap? This junk machine can convert scrap to war gear. Would you like a brief explanation on crafting?
Sure.
Like I was saying...
I'm just gonna read this. The machine lets you craft war gear. How, you may ask? Easy. It reads schema. Schema are blueprints that tell the machine what to make. Provide the schema and the ingredients to create a new item. The machine will then spit out the war gear.
Whoa.
As long as you have the ingredients. There are three main ingredients that are dropped after combat. Scrap is the most common, gears are less common, and the rarest, crystal, is used for the finest war gear, Screema. Okay. Pretty neat, huh, kid?
I'll say, now I can turn my scrap into something useful.
Since you're a good kid, here's a couple Screema to get you started.
Grenade, throwing knife, and first aid. And oil barrel.
Happy scrapping, kid.
Thanks. Alright, and the gate's open now, and we can go through, and our buddy should be over here somewhere, I assume, right? Got a first aid for my chest. There's my buddy.
I'm glad you accepted my invitation to meet.
What can I say? I find you interesting. And valuable.
Perhaps so. In any case, as I mentioned, I am requesting your help.
Right, your place of origin. What exactly do you have in mind?
I've been in stasis for quite some time. Worse, nothing around here is familiar to me. However, an analysis of my memory banks returns the phrase Silvington Base. I need somebody with knowledge of this region to help me find this Silvington.
I'll admit I do have some survival skills, but what's in it for me?
I cannot answer that for you. What I can say is there are likely more cyborgs like me there.
Cyborgs? Like, multiple? Jackpot. Alright, I'll help guide you to Silvington. I'm gonna be rich. But there better be some tech there for me to scavenge.
It seems that our partnership will work well. I am ready to travel as soon as you have said your goodbyes.
Like I said, there's not much keeping me here. We can leave today.
Alright. Darius joined. Screen goes black. Would you like a tutorial on leveling up in stats? Sure. After battle, each character receives SP. SP can be spent to increase proficiencies. In the skills menu, you can allocate SP to level up a proficiency. You have complete control over your party's progression. Experiment. Well, that didn't explain to me the SP30 available 15. Still can't, yeah, can't level anything up. Dar says SP70 available 15. Why does he have more SP? And why does he only have 15 available? I don't understand. I can't do anything with these. Oh, I can use my shoulder buttons to switch characters, though. Yeah, I don't know. Info. Now. I don't know. I do know that there's some scrap in that scrap pile. This game seems cool. I am intrigued by it. Oh, it auto-saves for me? I just noticed a little save icon in the corner. That's great. Took a little while for the music to kick in, but now that we've got music, like, I really am digging the music. Oh, there's a sign, or a do not enter sign on the gate, but Darius says, "Let me handle this." Takes a step back and he slams into it. Let's go. We're off on adventure. This game, I'm curious. I'm going to see more of it. See how it hooks me. Chell and Darius set out on the open road. The Cerulean Turnpike, once a major route for the Cerulean Army, now lies in disrepair. When I was younger, we used to wait for the supply caravans to come from the turnpike. The caravans stopped coming years ago, though.
It appears as though not many vehicles pass this way.
Like I said before, though, I don't miss the soldiers. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if nothing else, the music is good. Oh man, there's a drag man, a guy on a motorcycle. Ooh, I got a water schema. And 15 basic bullets. And 3 zap grenades. I like the art style and I like the music a lot. The combat screen itself is not quite what I want it to be. Like, it looks cool, but in practice it doesn't feel that good. And I also... I mean, if you just have different bullet types, is that going to be that interesting of a combat system over a period of time? I'm not sure. But I'm intrigued enough by the aesthetics that I'm going to give this one a more of a shot, at least. Oh, man, we got into a fight with a dog. Oh, with 3 enemies. Okay, we got a mantis, a coyote, and another mantis. We're going to attack the... We'll just go in order. Because this is the problem, is I feel like this is a game where I can just sit here and tap A... And it's like the opposite of the Animorphs game, because the Animorphs game, you tap A because nothing works. And in this, you tap A because just the basic attacks seem to work pretty well. Oh man, Chell's poisoned though, so maybe I spoke too soon. I can tell because there's a little skull and crossbones bouncing next to her name. Okay, I'm taking some damage here. Oh, I beat him though. Victory. It's just the combat all like feels... slippery, like it just flies by so fast that the game doesn't seem to be investing in significance into the battle, which makes it hard for me to get invested in like strategizing through the battle. The fact that there's no sound effects in the battle, you know, not even a like when you get hit or something. I mean, you're hearing it. This is the sound of a battle. This is not what a battle should sound like. The battle music is good, but where's a crunchy sound effects, you know? So that's worrying me a little bit. But if the difficulty stays at the point where I can mostly just spam the A button and get through it, then maybe I can keep playing the game even if the combat isn't very interesting. Anyway, thanks for checking this out with me, friends. This has been For a Vast Future. Oh man, this old man says, oh dear, he's gone.
My dearest friend, my Bobby doll is missing. Can you find it for me?
We'll see if we can find it.
I last had him when I visited the scrapyard. I hope he's okay.
Oh man, that old man's best friend is a Bobby doll. That's sad. Poor old man. It seems like the door's stuck shut. Gotta stop playing. Okay. Hey, thanks for checking this out with me, friends. For a Vast Future, I believe this is on sale for $2 right now on the Switch. I think that's what I saw. I think it's $15, and it just came out. It's already on sale for $2. Yeah. Until next time, tap in and hope for the best.
If you enjoyed my show, it would mean a lot if you would rate and review it on iTunes, share it on social media, or check out my Patreon. You can find all of my stuff at troidalpower.carrd.co.
This has been a presentation of the We Can Make This Work Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.